Register of Deeds, John Buckley, joins us now for a look at the latest real estate numbers in Plymouth County. Mr. Buckley, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having us.
So the number of home sales continues to climb in Plymouth County.
Yeah, we had a pretty good month relative to where we've been. There were 707 sales in May, up from the 534 in April. Clearly, it's a spring market, but it's good to see those numbers go up.
And those homes are selling for more.
Well, clearly, you're all over the place that the average sale price is going down. Our average sale price for the month of May went up 6% over the sale price for the month of April.
And as you said, is that unique to Plymouth County, or is that a part of a trend?
Well, it's hard to say. I do hear news reports all the time that the average sale price is coming down, but there's no evidence of that in our reports.
We've also seen an increase in refinancing activity.
Yeah, the mortgages have been really difficult since the rates went up. We did get a little bump in mortgages again for the month of May, 1,274 mortgages versus 1,002 in April. And there are more mortgages than with the high rates.
I'm sorry, we seem to have lost you for a little bit. Would you mind repeating that?
Yeah, when you see more mortgages than deeds, it shows that there are still some people refinancing.
But we did see an increase in foreclosures.
Yes, it's something we watch very closely. And foreclosure deeds were the highest since July 2020. It was a COVID moratorium that was in place, so it's nowhere near historical highs, but it is something that everyone needs to watch, as well as the notices. If someone receives a foreclosure notice, it usually means there's been a job loss, an illness, and you really need to reach out quickly to a federal housing counselor.
Now, you are also going to be displaying a historical record this month that's going to look at civic responsibility.
Yeah, this is a very interesting vote by the Colonial Court, and basically it said if you don't vote or vote by proxy for the offices of governor, the governor's assistants, the commissioners of the treasurer, you'll be fined 10 shillings for every default, every time you miss a vote. Pretty interesting. You know, we're much more lax about that these days.
And also, interestingly enough, if somebody wants to get a copy of one of these historical records, I understand you're now offering them?
Yes, if they go to one of our sites, customer service or whatever, we can manage for them to get a copy of that.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.